views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. And guess what's coming up? Sunday is Mother's Day. So, you know, that's a very special time during the year. It's time to honor the woman in our life who birthed us, who nurtured us as when we were little, supported us as we developed into who we are today. Even if it wasn't the perfect relationship, it's good to recognize she did what she knew how to do, how to. We're not always trained to be the perfect mother. And how do we learn? By example. So they learn from their mothers. So I think, too, a lot of the younger mothers are recreating, you know, what is motherhood and all that. And it's a big job, you know, it's a 24/7 role. I think back to my childhood. It's the little things my mother did that stand out. And she's been gone almost 10 years now. And I just want to honor her for having done such a good job on me. I think I turned out okay. So there you go. Well, I want to share, a friend shared how there was a study she saw that what people, five gifts that people like to give for their mothers for Mother Day and the five things that mothers want to get don't really match. And what mothers really would love is an experience such as a day at the spa, a very relaxing day. And guess what? You can share that with your mother on May 31st at our Pampering Day for Women. If you're in the Seattle area, what a great thing to share with your mother. And you can purchase a ticket online on our website, womanofwisdom.org, and give her a Pampering Day on as a gift. Tickets are only $45, and that you get it's equivalent of 100 minutes of pampering from four different practitioners. It's a great fun day. So I just want to remind people about that. Well, we have a mother on the show today, too, but we're going to be talking about leadership, actually, and other topics. She is Sarah Harvey Yao. She specializes in helping leaders strengthen their presence and improve their impact. She's the founder of Yao Consulting Group and helps her clients understand how they're coming across, how they can inspire stronger action from those around them, and how to create a compelling presence. So she has a bachelor's degree in organizational communication and a master's degree in organizational management. She has trained and coached more than 3,500 leaders in six countries, and her impressive track record for getting results makes her the go-to executive coach for companies large and small. She's the author of Get Present, Simple Strategies to Get Out of Your Head and Lead More Powerfully. And, you know, this is for all of us. You don't have to be the leader of a major organization to benefit from this kind of work that Sarah shares. So her website that you can check her out on is www.yaoconsulting.com, and that's yaoconsulting.com. So welcome, Sarah.
Thank you. Glad to be here, especially on the eve of Mother's Day weekend.
Yes. Well, I hope you're going to have a great day, too. You know, I suppose it's always, I don't know, I'm not a mother, so I don't know, but do you anticipate kind of guess, like, what are they going to do for me this year?
I learned to stop doing that early on.
Do not have expectations.
Have very low expectations. Because of what I was noticing, I love getting gifts. It's one of my love languages. What I would notice is I would end up being disappointed because my birthday also falls on the 12th. So it's either right after or before Mother's Day or sometimes on the same day. So it gets all lumped up at the same time. And, you know, for a few years, I'd have expectations and get disappointed. And now the more I can remove the expectation and be fully present with whatever shows up on that day, I have found that my level of satisfaction and joy has soared. So no expectation except going out to a nice dinner.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's, you know, part of your message about being present is to not have expectations. You can be present in the moment and just enjoy whatever happens that day and fully be present for that. When we have expectations, we're not always there in the moment.
That's right. In fact, those are incongruent, right? We can't be fully present in the moment, knowing and experiencing what is going on, while at the same time having expectations, because having expectations is something that is in the future. Or being disappointed about expectations that weren't met with something in the past. So being fully present sort of blows out all the possibility of expectation. And if you're fully present, experiencing what you're experiencing in the moment, again, a lot more room for joy and just realness.
Yeah, and easier said than done. Sometimes we do so much anticipation and we worry so much, and that's put us, you know, worrying about the future or grieving about the past, being upset about the past, and that keeps us from being fully alive now. Well, I want you to tell your story, how you came to know this is your life's work. And, you know, you grew up in a very interesting household that just geared you towards this work.
I did. I didn't know it was special at the time, because you're just a kid and you think everybody has the same life as you do. But my dad was an executive of a publicly traded company and had quite a few employees. And so I just was exposed to that world. He was on the cutting edge of, particularly in, you know, 70s, 80s time frame, cutting edge of the, kind of that human potential field that I would say that I fall into. It just wasn't being done, but yet he was working with his team, really trying to help them look inward, move through, really building emotional intelligence, which that language didn't exist at the time. And I was just right there in the middle of it all. He would include me and let me come sit and watch their leadership team meetings or go to the board dinners, and we'd just discuss things. And I would have a knack for picking up on some unspoken dynamics that again, was pointing to my intuitive side that I didn't know about at the time. But this just always felt like second nature. And so I, growing up, would find myself naturally in some leadership positions, then drawn to it in terms of studying, and eventually here have come full circle in working with leaders, mostly within corporations. But I think you did a lovely setup at the beginning that I consider a leader anyone who's in a position to influence another person. So that sets us up, like any mother, any person. If you're just a person who doesn't have even any friends or family, which I can't believe, but you have the opportunity to influence somebody even with your interaction in the grocery store. So in many ways, we are all set up to be a leader. It's just, what do we do with that? For me, I happened to be in a situation where there was a lot of formal, you know, positional leadership stuff, and I got very comfortable. And I'm actually very passionate about that area of work.
Yeah, because you can really make a change, which impacts everybody else in the company, I would think.
That's the goal. Absolutely. When you get a leader to look inward, start really becoming present, getting very clear about their own emotional triggers, then suddenly it just trickles down. And I don't know. I mean, there's all sorts of examples where I've worked with a leader and then I get to talk to their employees. And I think leaders forget, you know, people, we all forget that we are always being watched. So a leader, I mean, their employees are assessing the leader based on how they're walking into the office or what they're wearing or what they said in that meeting. And I think leaders we easily forget that. But once they start shifting and truly shifting from the inside out, then people pick up on that too. And then they're inspired to do the same. So it is truly a transformation from the top.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a book called Get Present, Simple Strategies to Get Out of Your Head and Lead More Powerfully. What are some of the problems that you see? Well, maybe just pick one right now because we have a couple minutes that you see that impact their people's ability to work effectively.
Oh, there's so many, really. Only one.
Well, we'll come back after the break. I just didn't want to be caught.
Like,
you know, so start
many.
With one.
reactivity. Just, you know, that's a biggie. Just overreacting or reacting in unproductive ways to something, you know, a comment that was said, a decision that was made, or something that came out of the blue that was a surprise. Reacting in an unproductive way is one of the biggest issues I work with.
Wow, and it sounds like that's like you get the personal gets in the way. You know, reacting to me is like there's a trigger and that's a personal. So that's that personal work that you do, you know, in developing yourself so that you know what triggers you to react. I imagine you work with leaders on that.
That's a lot of work we work with. And we'll tie this back into presence, but this idea of reactivity, there's some brain science around that too, around the amygdala. I don't know if you've heard of that term, but it's the part of our brain that houses the fight or flight response. So when surprises happen or something that is something we didn't want, it happens. It gets that part of our brain literally gets triggered, and it's also the home of our emotions. So that particular part of our brain, the fight or flight, is highly emotional. So when something happens, that part gets triggered. It's usually an emotional response, and it's not usually very productive. So they either shut down or they get really aggressive.
Yeah, that's so true. Well, this is Chris Stainless. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and learn more from Sari Harvey Yao.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com.
That's Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. I'm talking today with Sarah Harvey Yao, and she has this great little book called Get Present, and we're talking about that. So we were just talking about one of the main issues that you work with leaders is their reactivity and how we overreact to things, and that gets very unproductive. And this is important information for everybody, because in any relationships, in any family, in any home, in any group you're in, we see this.
Yes, it's the human condition, right? It's this, when something happens, again, that surprises the amygdala, that part of your brain, it's this little almond-shaped part of your brain at the base, and it's an unconscious part of our brain, but it's constantly scanning our environments for threats. And then once it detects a threat, then it causes a triggered reaction. We say triggered a lot, but emotionally triggered. So when something surprising happens, or someone blames you for something, that amygdala considers that a threat. Because right now, as we've evolved as a species, it's starting to look for social threats. So things that might look like you fail or losing social status. So that's the thing that really gets it triggered. So something happens, and your amygdala unconsciously determines it as a threat, and then kicks your body into a physiological response where your blood pressure goes up, your eyes dilate, your heart starts racing, and you're off and running. And
I would imagine one of the things they would tend to do is get defensive.
Very, yes, exactly. Fight or flight, right? They either shut down and stop talking or stop engaging or leave or storm out, or they really engage. The leaders I tend to work with tend to kind of do a little bit of both. But the idea here is the point of presence is that you won't ever get triggered. That's not going to be the case unless you become a highly enlightened soul, which hopefully is the goal for all of us. But, you know, realistically, I think you're going to still get triggered. We're very still biological beings. The idea, though, is the problem with getting triggered is when it happens, what tends to happen is people start going well into the future about what's going to happen, again, kind of in an unconscious state, but how is this going to, am I going to lose my job, or how is this going to make me look in other people's eyes? Or they go back into the past and say, I remember when I experienced the same exact feeling when I was in the third grade when Joey kicked me on the playground. So the part with getting triggered, that's okay, but what do we do with the triggered state as it happens? And that's the beauty of presence. When we can really be fully present, even in the middle of being triggered, then we have a choice to calm ourselves down, observe the situation, and then move to a different part of our brain, which is the frontal lobe right behind our forehead, which is a far more objective, resourceful part of our brain. And presence is that vehicle we use to get us from our amygdala to our frontal lobe.
So I'm picturing, like, I know for myself, sometimes it's like, one is recognizing you're being triggered, and that takes some work, too, some personal development work of sometimes it's so automatic and it's patterns we have. Like you say, it triggers things that happen when we were really young, and we have the automatic response. So you have to recognize that. And when I do, I can go back in that moment. I can just say, I can deal with this later. I can't deal with it in right now at this meeting.
Perfect.
It's not a place appropriate to do it, but I can deal with it later if it means talking to that person one-on-one, or just talking to myself and looking at what happened there and how could I handle that better or whatever. But, you know, that to me is moving to the frontal lobe and really you know, knowing I can deal with this later. I don't have to react right now.
You nailed it. Like, that's an example. I can tell you're familiar with this process because your brain has been trained. You know, you have worked with yourself enough to train your neural pathways, because there is a lot of science between behind all this, that you've trained your brain and your mind to just still settle down and observe what's going on in the situation, and then quickly be able to assess, I don't have to react here. I can deal with this later. Like,
yeah.
You can't
easier
ask for much
than
more than that.
Sometimes.
Oh, yes, I know. But really great. That was a perfect example.
Yeah, yeah. And it's practice. You know, sometimes you have to realize, you know, I didn't do it so well this time. Next time, you know, it is practice, and it's being aware and giving yourself a break, you know, some forgiveness of when you do screw up because you reacted, to quickly get it back on board, and then realize you're learning from this experience, and next time you'll be better.
That's exactly it, and that's the whole goal. Like, bless our human existence, right, and the human condition. Like, we are, again, a little bit of, we're a lot biological beings. We're going to get triggered. The idea is, how quickly can we come back to center? And how often do we get knocked off center? So a little bit like a weeble wobble, right? You're going to get knocked over, but how fast can you get back to center and stop, you know, wobbling?
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some other things? I'm thinking like, well, because I'm a leader, and I used to be very good at multitasking. And, you know, I run a conference, like people, they're always amazed at how many details I hold in my head. And I, you know, at meetings, I just know everything's going on and et cetera, et cetera. But as I have gotten a little older, you know, we've been at 22 years of this, I have to less and less multitask. And I found I'm more present. I think that adds to being present too, of what's the task right at hand right now. Because if I'm running 3 or 4 things in my head, it feels like I'm not making any progress. So what do people do, you know, and I know leaders of big corporations that you probably work with have probably tons of tasks they have to manage.
And there is a lot of science around the effectiveness of multitasking, and it really is an illusion that there's effectiveness that comes from it. I think you've discovered this on your own, but this is something I work with leaders, work with them a lot, this idea of focusing on one thing at a time. Because when we start thinking about anything other than the task at hand, we start losing effectiveness. And there's a lot of studies saying we lose up to 40% of our effectiveness and precision with our activities, and efficiency, by the way, when we start trying to do more than one thing at a time. And I think this is a little bit of an epidemic in our society, because even now, we can't even just watch TV anymore. Now we have to watch TV but have a phone or an iPad in our hands.
Like that, oh, I know, I'm guilty.
I know. So it's just interesting. Presence really builds, you know, some results of practicing presence in the moment is efficiency and precision and clarity. So what I see when I work with leaders that get this down, they actually get way more done more precisely, so there's not as much rework, and they felt like it was easier than they actually could have ever imagined, because they're not distracted by a bunch of different things. And when we're really present, we're also in touch with our intuition, kind of our gut sense of what needs to happen next. So even if something wasn't on their task list, but they get a sense, oh, I need to turn my attention to this, it usually was the exact perfect right thing that needed to happen, and they can see that, you know, later, you know, in hindsight. But when we're really, really present, we can tune into what needs my attention, what's the most important thing, we can get it done, quickly, and we get it done with precision.
Yeah, now how do you do it? So I'm in a little older age bracket, and I'll have a thought, and I go, I got to do this, and then I go, and it's that I forget what was that I was going to do, which I think is part of that multitasking issue. And I have to relax and just go, you know, if it's important, it'll come back to me. But
exactly. I don't think that's just your age, because I don't know if I'm in a different age bracket, but it certainly happens to me.
Yeah.
It's what
are some of the concerns that people have when they, you know, you start working with people and they hear about this issue, this important thing of being present? What are the concerns they have?
Oh, it's a great question. Well, you know, let me just ask you, what would, if I said, you know, I mean, it's kind of cheating because you kind of know, but if I said, I'm going to ask you to stop multitasking, what would you be afraid of?
I'd forget to do something.
Yeah, that you're going to mess something up. You're going to miss something. You're not going to be as efficient. Then those are the exact same fears that come up with my leaders when I start working with them. They think they're going to lose their edge. You know, that they think staying in their head and, you know, constantly being on and being plugged in and thinking, they think that's their secret to their success. But what's amazing is as I'm telling them something counterlogical, but saying, actually, if you're fully present here in the moment, you're going to be more efficient. You're going to be more effective. You're actually going to be more powerful and more grounded. They kind of don't believe me, but I've never had a leader come back after the process and say that they regret going through it. You know, everyone sees the results later, and there's just a sort of a matter of trust that they have to jump into it with. A matter of trust, and then the other thing that really, I think, compels leaders to want to explore this piece of work is that they're usually in some sort of pain.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we'll come back and talk about pain. This is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll be right back.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit artiehoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom,
Welcome back to Voices of Women. That was Lorraine Bayes singing our Woman Wisdom theme song, which is on our CD, along with other amazing women singers, Holly Near, Rhiannon, and Libby Roderick. You can get that on our website at womanofwisdom.org. Well, I have today Sarah Harvey Yowell. She's the author of Get Present. And Sarah, would you please give your information where people can find about your work and your book and everything?
Absolutely. You can find a bunch of resources and more information at my website, www.yaoconsulting.com, and that's Y-A-O consulting.com.
Great. So we were just talking about, you were just getting into releasing pain, and so that's, you know, I mean, we're talking about, I'm at, you know, there's a lot of stress and all this that we're talking about, and overwhelm, and how we can release that, which has an impact on our physicality and our emotional state and everything.
Yeah, and I think what I was saying was that leaders get motivated to learn about presence because they're in some sort of pain. And that's sort of our body, you know, either they're in physical pain or emotional pain because either work's not going well, it's very stressful, or they've lost their work-life balance. They are, it could just be in a spiritual crisis, a spiritual pain. You know, the pain can sort of show up in a variety of ways. But pain is this wonderful motivator to help people come to this work and become present. Because in terms of releasing it, the thing we need to do with pain is to become very, very present to it and aware and tune into what our body's asking of us or what our life is asking of us. And I think the most common thing to do is we feel pain and we want to get away from it. And so again, sort of chronological within the body of work of presence, we're asking you to be with it, to sit with it, to observe it and see what happens. And the most beautiful thing, and again, people don't believe it till they experience it, but once you actually are truly present with some sort of pain, it could be physical or just mental or emotional, once you're truly present with it, it actually dissipates very quickly. So that's why I want people to, you know, to play with this idea of presence, because they actually can get out of the pain that they're in. Our systems will keep us in pain to get our attention, to have us become present.
Oh, yeah, so true. It's you know, your body's talking to you, your mind, or, you know, actually it's the body's last. When you aren't listening to your spirit or your emotions,
yes,
it comes down into the physical, which is sometimes illness or, you know, getting sick, and it's screaming at you to pay attention. Something needs to change here.
Yeah. Yep. And I just met with a leader yesterday, a female leader, and her body is manifesting some illness. And pain for her, and it's really gotten her attention. And she said, you know, I can't believe it, Sarah. For a long time, I've just thought my body was an appendage, like just this other thing that I just happens to be carrying my head. But yet it was her body, the wisdom really of her body, that got her attention to help her tune into how crazy she's been working and how, you know, unproductive her thoughts have been. And the beauty of it is she's been forced into presence, but she's really happy that she's there now because she can see things clearly. And that's the hallmark of presence, clarity.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of, so I would love to move in to talk a little bit about because you work with a lot of leaders and have witnessed it around mm-hmm. the world, what you see as new and emerging in leadership, what's being called for. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing a lot of articles about, you know, the importance of women leaders and also just characteristics of leadership that's being called forth. I saw one article that it was 7 traits, and they were feminine traits needed by men and women to be the leaders that we're needing now in our mm-hmm. global mm-hmm. world.
Yeah, I love learning and following leadership development trends. And the trend that I see emerging, and it really is at the beginning of emergence, is it's being referenced as vertical development. So instead of helping everybody develop their time management skills or their negotiation skills or their sales skills, you know, and that would be kind of, you know, a lot of horizontal skills, and they really are just like tactical skills. What's being called now is, they're again, call it vertical development, which means go deep within yourself to deepen the level of self-awareness. That's what's coming up as a trend in leadership. So this idea around presence, referencing it as mindful leadership, and from that emerges what I would say are feminine qualities, leadership qualities, which are compassion, being able to see a holistic picture, the seeing that we are all really deeply connected, and the decision that I make here is going to not only impact the other areas of the company, but it's also going to impact this part of the earth or this part of the economy. So those are some, again, some emergence. And, you know, also when we do go deep in our level of self-awareness, understanding our triggers, understanding our own wounds and how they show up at work, then when we're free of all that, we can actually make very truly innovative ideas. You know, those come forth. So creativity is again, a result of this vertical development or this inward self-awareness.
What about, what are you seeing in collaborative type leadership? Because that's what I work in, where we're co-leading and co-creating.
And you know what? You cannot do that if you don't know what your triggers are and if you don't know how to manage your reactivity. Like, it's almost impossible. So again, why so many companies are starting to really invest in this idea of deepening self-awareness for leaders, because we just cannot even get to a collaborative state if we are all in kind of protective modes.
Protective, and I also think what happens is that it's that old competitive model that you got to compete. You got to hoard the information you have because someone might take it away from you. Someone might get your job, do better than you. And I always say, well, we all have our special gifts, our unique gifts. So there's a place for everybody, and we don't have to have that. It's just fear that puts us in that competitive place.
It's the amygdala. It's the amygdala. It's preservation. That particular part of your brain is all about self-preservation. So all that competitive, fearful, scarcity mentality comes from the amygdala. And what you're asking people to do is, oh, wait a minute, there's enough for everybody. Well, only someone in a frontal lobe can know that. So, it's really interesting because, I mean, the self-development work, we actually are having to rewire brains so that they can even access a higher level of thinking that is so natural for you. So it's, you know, it's pretty important work if we're ever really, you know, to me, going to solve any of the economic problems, if we're going to solve any of the world problems, we have got to have leaders that have enough self-awareness that they can stay in their frontal lobe.
And how do you see women play into this? Because we still have a lack of women leaders and women stepping up into leadership or being accepted as leaders, because we process differently. And I know there's still women out there who feel like they're not heard. So they don't share and speak up in the workplace because they don't feel valued. And are you starting within leaders? Are you starting to see a shift in this?
I am. And, you know, I'm starting to see a collective shift in it, and I think there's a lot of places we can point to it. And yes, the old paradigm is still alive and well. Mm-hmm. And I keep asking, you know, when I get asked these questions, I keep wanting to tell leaders to go back and look within themselves. Because for the women who shut down and we don't use our voices, or you know, we get really angry. You know, those are all unproductive ways of influencing a situation, and it still comes back to our own wounding and the own stuff we have to look at. So it's as much as a collective issue, and the more we get women to look within and look at their own stuff that triggers them, the more opportunity they're going to have in, you know, in a collective situation with or without men.
That's so true, and that's one of the things, like at Woman of Wisdom, where leaders have developed because we've been in safe circle. We've created a sense of safety where women can share their story and feel heard. I think that's one of the things of a woman. They want to feel witnessed. They want to feel heard, and that's a place where I've discovered where people can practice, and then they feel stronger, and they go replicate that out in the greater world where they are witness situations,
right,
where it is more scary for them to speak up. And but they've been practicing and they've been gaining that confidence. It's so important. Well, this is Chris Stainis on Voices of Woman. We're going to come back soon in a minute and talk more with Sarah Harvey Yao.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's Voices of
Women Today. Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm having a great conversation with Sarah Harvey Yao. She's author of Get Present. And we've been talking a lot. We were just talking about women as leaders and the things that they can do to that. And I think so, too. I think women need to step up to the plate. You know, we can't wait for the powers that be to just hand us the stage, like, okay, now it's your turn. We have to step forward with our, you know, so we need to build our confidence, build our voice, build our expertise, all that, and step forward in it.
Well, I could not agree more. And what do we need to do that? And I think what you said with the Women of Wisdom Circles is what they needed was some other women to be present with them, to hear them, to practice, to have a sense of safety, you know, so much. We just need a sense of safety. That's the thing that it calms down the amygdala. If I feel safe, then I can go into my frontal lobe and be the intelligent, resourceful woman I am. But if I'm scared or if I'm freaked out or threatened in any way, I can't get there. I can't access it. So the idea is, what do we need to feel to get to our higher level of thinking? And often it's just the word safety.
Yeah, and I think also self-esteem and confidence in what we do, that we know, trusting that we know.
Yeah.
About ourselves.
Yeah, where else do you get that? You get
what's
that
our expertise?
Yeah.
What's our gifts to share?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And am I safe to do that? Right. And what we do is often with other women, we can really go connect with them at a really real way and build that confidence with each other. So I think that's how the power of presence is so beautiful among women is it seems to be a little bit easier for women to be present. There's something about just being in our bodies we're just a little bit more used to. So being present, being fully here, have seen the power of a collective group of women, how fast that can heal other people. So it's a unique and powerful collective thing when women get together.
Yeah, and there needs to be sometimes a system. Like, we have a system in Women of Wisdom using circle leadership practices. There's a book, Calling the Circle, by Christina Baldwin. And her new book is The Circle Way. And there's some important aspects of it so that you do create that safe place. Because a lot of times women have come in feeling they get competitive amongst themselves, too. And in our group, it sometimes takes time over the years to build that trust. And that just constantly grows. Year by year, we've been building the trust. We've been at it for a long time. And having the same people around building the trust, when new people come in, they feel that and they step into that sense of safety that we've already built.
Yeah, nice. Really nice. Very powerful.
Yes. Well, you have some easy tools that you talk about in your book that strengthen people's ability to be more present. So let's talk about those. Mm-hmm. For instance, we just have, 5 minutes or so left in the show, but we can get into you have three principles such as white space, technology breaks, and then transition times.
Yes. So one of my very favorite tools is something called white space time. And might sound crazy, but this is incredibly powerful, where you block out a time on your calendar, say it's 2-3 hours, and you do not have a preset agenda for it. So it's no meeting, it's not a meeting with anybody else except for yourself. It's just your time, but you don't know what you're going to do with that time until the time starts. Then you walk into that time, and the first thing you do is use that time to become present. And maybe you take some deep breaths, maybe you take a walk, but then you check in with yourself. And then you ask yourself, once you checked in, you might get some information about what you need. Maybe your body needs something, maybe you need to rest, maybe you need to go to the bathroom. But then that's often, for my leaders, that's their sacred thing, being time, where they don't either have time to, think about future strategy, or they don't have time to catch up on what they need to catch up on. And they all use it differently, and it's, every week it's used differently, but it's a very sacred bit of time built into your schedule where you know, at least I've got that one little opportunity to become present and kind of lift my head up from the fog. So that's a really
powerful
tool.
Yeah, it's so great. I mean,
you
do have to be in the present, because it's like no agenda with it. You don't pre-plan.
Exactly.
Because you can pre-plan, okay, in my white space, I'm going to go take a walk. And that's not what you're saying. You're saying don't even decide what you're going to do. You're going to do what you need in that moment. You got 3 hours, and when that begins, you can check inside and go, what do I need in this moment? I need to meditate. I need to write. I need to walk, whatever it is.
Exactly.
And so it's unique to not pre-plan this white space.
Mm-hmm. I know, and that's exactly what we need. Like, to be able to go in and not have an agenda, how refreshing is that? Because every person I know has a highly scheduled day. So having a little bit of white space, and if you can't get 3 hours, 3 hours is luxurious. If you can't get 3 hours, get a half an hour. Start with a half an hour.
And from
and
that,
it doesn't have to be during...
it's also, in my experience of when I've done something like that, it's a very creative time. Like, I come back so refreshed. I've got, I just had this great idea. Or whatever.
Yeah, and you actually made progress, right? So this is where that counterlogical thing happens. It's like, oh, that seems highly unproductive, but oh my gosh, I had some creative idea or some progress, proactive movement on this thing has just been hanging over me for some time. So that's my favorite. The other one I really encourage people to do is unplug from technology for some amount of time during your day or your week. I've got some specific boundaries around no electronics after 9 p.m. I often take weekend technology breaks, and I just got back from a 9-day vacation in Hawaii where I completely unplugged from every device I have, and it was unbelievable how renewed and creative and clear I came back. So those are my two favorite tools that I really encourage your audience to play with. And there's a lot more of those in the book that is available on Amazon if they wanted to check that out too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're so tied to our technology. It's sometimes I'm so what's the word I want? I mean, I'm so exhausted from it that my mind just goes on a Friday. I can't even look at the computer till Monday.
I know.
It's just like, and it's not like a conscious choice. It's like my body is just rebelling, saying, you can't even pick up the computer. You know, mm-hmm. My mind is like on overload of it, and I just have to stop. And what would be nice is just to build in time. And I do build in times where I don't look at it. There's just times when you leave an organization, sometimes you know you're missing something. There could be some urgent email. I always think that. And there's less and less of that. You know, it's kind of like, no, you don't come back. Everything will be fine.
I know.
We tend to do that. We got, you know, that's.
I wish more people were like you in that they were forced to let go of their technology. I think that's a fantastic thing for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for being here today, Sarah.
Thanks for having me. This was fun and went fast. I felt like we could talk for hours.
Yes. Well, and you have some great information for people. Please check out her book, Get Present, and check out her website, www.yaoconsulting.com, yaoconsulting.com. I want to leave everyone with this thought. How can you bring more presence into your life? And how can you unplug your technology and create white space? Some great tools to use to just, you know, refresh in your life and help reduce some of the stress in your life. So this is Chris Stainis, and I'm the founder of Woman of Wisdom. And we have some great events coming up. We're doing some monthly. We've got drum circle now. We've got a sounding circle. We have networking circles. So all these are happening in Seattle. And we have our main fundraiser of the year is our Pampering Day. It's a great fun day on May 31st. There's still openings for Pampers. If you have a service that you'd like to share, it's a great place to do that. And remember, it's a good Mother's Day gift for even if it's to your daughter who's a mother. It would be a great gift for her to give her a break from her children and you take care of the kids. How about that? You can purchase my book on woman at womanofwisdom.org. Look for the under the products. It's the Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Woman. And it's also on Amazon, and it was an Amazon bestseller back in 2009 and an award-winning book. So that is it for today. Next week, I'm excited. I'm going to be talking with Jean Shinoda Bowman. And so I hope you join me again next Friday at 1:00. So glad you spent time with me today on Voices of Women.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today. Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.